This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, what, a week or so from tax day, right? 9 days, something like that. And while there is still time to get your paperwork done, most of the tax-qualifying events, as they're known for this year's return, were locked in back on New Year's Eve. So if 2014 was the year you tied the knot, well, to about a third or so of you newly married couples, welcome to the first year of what is being called the marriage tax penalty that you will have to deal with. Audrey Quinn explains what it is and how it came to pass.
When Adina DeMonte first met her boyfriend Dan, he put one thing on the table. One day, he wanted to be married. His own parents had never tied the knot, and he'd grown up wanting to have marriage in his life.
So from day one of our relationship, we literally had this conversation. I basically committed to him that, you know, not then, but one day, I would get married.
Fast forward 9 years, they've got good careers in the tech industry, an apartment together in Mountain View, and DeMonte's started to feel ready to make good on that marriage promise. Now, there's one thing you should know about her. She's a total finance nut, so much that she thought she'd broach the marriage conversation with Dan by talking about tax savings.
Kind of to tease him a little bit about, well, we're waiting so long. If we were married, we would save X number of dollars this year and next year.
But when DeMonte looked up that number of dollars online, she found that if she and Dan got married this year, they'd actually pay about $1,000 more in taxes than they would as single people. If they both make more money down the line, they could get an even higher tax penalty for being married. It suddenly didn't seem very responsible.
We both said, wow, that's crazy.
The marriage penalty comes from basically a botched attempt to make taxes more fair. Up until the 1940s, couples would file as individuals. But around World War II, when the top income tax rate was super high, some rich couples were figuring out a trick. Say one spouse made $100,000 a year, the other made nothing. If they split that, like report each spouse made $50,000, they'd dodge the highest tax bracket. Pretty sweet deal, but maybe not so fair.
So the result in 1948 was actually just to accept that benefit and give it to every married couple.
That's Stephanie McMahon from the University of Cincinnati College of Law. She means letting every couple file jointly.
So that every married couple could shift income from one spouse and split it between both spouses.
But single people started saying, hey, no fair, why do married people get to save money on taxes?
So in 1969, single individuals managed to get a reduced tax bracket compared to joint filers.
The little known singles bonus. But here's the problem. If someone's in a marriage where both people make a similar amount of money, they don't get any benefit from shifting their income between spouses. So they pay more taxes than everyone else. This isn't just a rich people problem. The cutoffs for certain tax benefits, like the earned income tax credit, are lower for two married people than they are for two single people. So lower income married couples can get penalized too. James Alm's an economist at Tulane University, and he's found a small but significant impact of the marriage penalty on people's marriage decisions.
A 10% increase in the marriage penalty decreases the likelihood of your getting married by 1% or 2%.
But it's more about the principle of the thing to him.
It's just kind of the notion of fairness. Is it appropriate that people's taxes should change positively or negatively simply because they're getting married?
Alm would prefer we go back to a system where everyone files as an individual. He's seeing that as a trend in other countries right now. And meanwhile, Adina DeMonte's still weighing her options.
If anyone out there can convince me that I should get married, please do, because I want to get married. But it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense right now.
In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.